is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of Aldous Huxley, born in Godalming, Surrey, England, 1894, born into a family of intellectuals and writers and scientists. But when he was 16 years old, he was a student at Eton, he suffered an illness that left him almost completely blind, which meant that he could not be a scientist, also could not be a soldier, and so Huxley stayed home while many of his peers went off to fight in World War I. He studied literature at Oxford, became a friend of D.H. Lawrence, published a book of poems. He married, he and his wife traveled a lot, they settled in the United States. In the 1920s, he published 4 novels, including Point Counterpoint. And in 1931, he began work on a book that he thought would be a rather light book about the future and turned out to be Brave New World, a book set in London in the year 2540, when people are genetically engineered, mass-produced in hatcheries. They're fed a steady diet of antidepressants and amusement, sex, to keep them complacent. Unlike George Orwell's 1984, in which he argued that people could be controlled through fear, Huxley believed it would be easier to control people through pleasure. It's the birthday of George Bernard Shaw, born in Dublin, 1856, author of dozens of plays, Man and Superman, Pygmalion, Saint Joan. George Bernard Shaw, who said, "The worst sin towards our fellow creatures is not to hate them, but to be indifferent to them. That's the essence of inhumanity." It's the birthday of Gene Shepard, the humorist, born Chicago, 1925, remembered for the autobiographical stories he told on the radio about a boy named Ralph Parker growing up in Homan, Indiana, which were published in several collections and which also were made into the movie A Christmas Story. And it's the birthday of Stanley Kubrick, New York City, 1928, the movie director, who decided he would only make movies if he had complete artistic control. And on that basis, he made Dr. Strangelove and 2001, A Space Odyssey, Clockwork Orange, and The Shining. Here's a poem for today by David Swanger, My Daughter's Mourning. My daughter's mourning streams over me like a gang of butterflies as I, sour-mouthed and not ready for the accidents I expect of my day, greet her early. Her sparkle is as the edge of new ice on leafed pools, while I am soggy, tepid, old toast. Yet I am the first version of later princes. For all my blear and bluish jowl, I am welcomed as though the plastic bottle I hold were a torch, and my robe not balding tarry. For her I bring the day, warm milk, new diaper, escapades. She lowers all bridges and sings to me most beautifully in her own language while I fumble with safety pins. I am not made young by my daughter's mournings. I age relentlessly, yet I am made to marvel at the durability of newness and the beauty of my new one. My Daughter's Mourning, a poem by David Swanger from Wayne's College of Beauty, published by Bookmark Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.